Well, good morning all. Well, good early morning all. It's the start of audio book. I mean, start of audio book. Start of my day with it's unusually breakfast on the sofa. Rang a new nightie I ordered yesterday. It's sort of made of microfiber cotton, brushed cotton material. Very, very comfortable, very big. It's like around a bloody tent, I suppose, but well, it fits. Well, my friend Alex above me is certainly awake. He's been clearing his throat for the past God knows how long. I've got my breakfast here on the coffee table. It's slightly congealing. Wait a bit, so I better eat that up with a cup of coffee in my thumb mug. I've got a couple of Benecol yogurt drinks. Well, no, I didn't just do one, and I probably should. I just like those things. I love the flavour of them. I've also got some raspberry yogurt to finish up in the fridge. And a tub of honey yogurt for tomorrow. Or I could possibly freeze it and have it at a later time, I suppose. So that would effectively be frozen yogurt. Anyway, I digress. Little updated type things. I haven't done very much. Spent the last part of last night and early this morning looking at all my little wind chimes that I collected. I know. Hello, dog. He's shook himself and decided to start his day as well, so he's gone there by the toy box in the back door for some reason. I don't know what he's looking for. I don't think so. Not my breakfast. Sorry. So, good lad. It's over there. So that's both of us up now. Anyway, I digress. So I was doing all these wind chimes. Right. Silly sod, you come over here then. Well done. Sounds like Wycliffe again on ITV3. That's what we're watching at the moment. I'm going to do these yogurt drinks and then probably have some breakfast, come back to the boo. I'm having to record mono with the iPhone's microphone because, well, bugger me. I've only got 10% battery left in my phone because for some reason it didn't want to cooperate with me in charge on the plug where I had it last night. Bugger. Bugger, bugger, bugger. And then I took it off. I was listening to YouTube vlogs. Because I was recording it. Anyway, I shall come back to this boo in a bit where we say hello to Owen and Fee Tim. I'm going to do a proper morning in the life and actually upload it this time. I'm determined. I'm also expecting my Fitband charge, wireless charge. I've got. Also, I found an accessible thermometer and heart rate app yesterday. It's bloody brilliant, actually. It told me my heart rate was 32. I'd be dead. 82 beats per minute. Okay, it's always been quite slow. When I used it for the first time, then decided it was 81 a bit later, so it obviously slowed a little bit more. My temperature was 37.1 degrees even. It's a bloody weather that does this. And then 37.0 when I got the 81 BPM reading for the heart rate. It's really clever, it works. Just put your finger on the iPhone camera, the back camera, and you hold it there, and then it counts up to 100%. It was a little progress, and then it will give you the result. So it's really a nice, accessible little app, and I must start submitting stuff to Apple this. Like the app. The heart rate thermometer. Measures your body temperature using your finger. So, those of, for example, especially for those parents with blind, vision impaired parents with children, sorry. That might be the answer, providing they can hold themselves very still with their finger on the back camera for 45 seconds to a minute or so while it susses out your result and analyses it. Wycliffe finished. Hooray. I'm not a great fan of that program. It's really tame compared to Morse, Frost, the Bill. It'd be really wild and fractious and angry, upbeat, all the rest. Anyway, I'm lattering, I'm rambling again. But anyway, that's an example of a good accessible iPhone app and iPhone. There you are. What happened to my voice over then? Sorry. My iPhone app and iPhone gadget by the Fitband Charge, which for now I'd recommend. Okay, I haven't actually got the thing yet, but I managed to set the thing up on the Mac where the iPhone failed. Basically because it's some heartbeat episode. Where the iPhone failed. And the iPad probably failed. Sorry, my brain didn't really sleep last night. Because it got to doing the weight and your height and etc. It didn't actually speak out the numbers. It just said cm or kg or stone pounds. For whether you know what your weight is in stones and pounds. I think this class I tried for the first and last time last week, they measured in stones and pounds. So 70, something. I can't do my weight in kilos. Basically, I really have to sit there for quite a while with with my iPhone. I've got the TalkSeeCalc app on the iPhone. I'd have to work it out through that. It's a brilliant pocket scientific calculator. So forget your cobalt scientific books, calculator crap, the memory buttons, and what have you. Memory buttons? What do I mean? Memory buttons. I've forgotten the actual name for those funny bubble buttons things that those calculators had. Anyway, it doesn't matter. I ramble again, because that's generally what I'm very good at. I'll do an audio boom. Other than that, I've got a couple of takeaways. From Maxi Express Chicken. The last week was chicken strips, and I made the mistake of ordering 20. Never again. They lasted me through to Sunday brunch time from Friday evening. So this time I played it safe, and I got ordered the burger or the garlic bread, but I wanted them. I got cheesy chips. I got a barbecue chicken wrap with salads. The burger's also got salads. And that, of course, adds a bit onto the price. What else did I get? Yeah, it was about 6 items. And a couple of sausages as well, which I had with the chips last night. And probably the wrap for lunch. And then burger for tomorrow's lunch will do. So, you haven't got a lot in your fridge, and you don't really not in the mood for cooking. That's what you do, basically. You spend nearly 20 quid on the takeaway, and then go through the weekend like that, or whatever, 3 days without food or whatever. Because today happens to be Friday the 13th, and I keep seeing the date on my phone and going, because I have support later, and heaven help me, I don't want to go anywhere with her. Let me under a southern bus in no time, that dog with his flipping nose, where it explores anything from bits of salt to Greg's sausage rolls on the pavement, which he seriously shouldn't do. But I've lost the will to live trying to get him not to do it. Hell. So I just have to be really quite firm with him. Just. Are you going to be fit to ride me to the post office? Probably not. Just walking past it as best I can. It feels like he really hooks onto anything he smells. From movement of harness handle in his head, going down and locking itself onto the scent, which is a pain. There we are. I've rambled enough. I'm going to eat some breakfast, and then I think what I'll do with the other 2/3 of my morning, hopefully part of it will be setting up the Fitbit tracker using my Mac. So, hope you will look forward to that. Okay, it's now a few days later. Oh, there we go, we've got 3/4 of an hour left. Ooh, ouch, that was loud. Need some WD-40. Or something of that nature. Anyways, probably here I'm watching Border Force. Oh dear. I meant I did to something on Border Force. I've been, I'd say, averagely busy, not totally. Sorry, B-U-S-Y. Because I went with most probably all over the damn carpet if I said B word too often. Four letter B word, that is. I've been placing stuff all over this flat yet again. There goes his water. Yes, I do top it up at the bathroom sink because I don't really want his germs. Hold on a minute. And then my food or my utensils, crockery, cutlery, etc. in the kitchen. What I use. Anyway, that's beside the point of it. Yeah, another rambling update while I feed him. Yeah. Right. A second. Yeah. Oh. Loads there. I'm now using the baked bean tin method of feeding Owen, so the measuring scoops are abandoned really. They're in Owen's food drawer in the hall cupboard. It's one of the things that I've done. I'm trying to replace my scales, but they come quite expensive. Ouch. So I'm going to stick a bit of parcel tape over the missing battery cover in my old ones, which isn't fun, especially when you're cooking. Because that can get quite messy. Well, that's enough water. Because you won't drink otherwise, will you, Doggan? Good lad. What else is happening? Oi, cheeky. That's happening a lot. He doesn't wait. Oh. And someone turned my bloody light off. I was going to say Owen doesn't wait for his food. Chris. I think the support worker who was working here earlier, he didn't put the bloody light on, or leave it on, rather, when he departed. I've got, you probably might not hear this, I've got one of these things, which is a Fitbit wristband. It doesn't make any noise at all, though. It just vibrates, but obviously, the Fitbit app on the phone, you have to create your account on the Mac or the Windows computer or whatever you use. If you're vision impaired, because it is totally inaccessible to do that on the phone. But once you have created a Fitbit account, well, you get information overload. Daily statistics, goals, food, you've got food plan you can create. Not that I eat the same thing all the time, so that'd be bloody complicated. But I'm gonna attempt to record what I eat every day. As the feature there and then see what happens. I've got, oh God, my target weight is basically 9 stones away. Because with depression, you put on way too much weight. Way too much weight. And I'm sort of double what I should be weighing. And I didn't think I'd get to that the particular figure that I am at the moment. Oh God. So My heart must be working, have to be working really hard. It beats at between 63 and 82 BPM. And I didn't measure that using the Fitbit. I just got the Fitbit Charge, which is interactive, so you can set your goals and everything with friends, family, etc., etc., who have the same Fitbit bands, or a Fitbit band, shall I say, because the Fitbit app works universally with all the Fitbit devices, but you do have to tell it which one you want to connect, and you have to get Sighted Help to connect it, because the number doesn't come up on your phone, it comes up on the Fitbit's LCD display. Bummer. It's only a four-digit number, but still, it's a feature that I don't know why. I don't know why they Fitbit designed the app that way, but they did. And you constantly have to have Bluetooth on your phone, or it won't work. It won't be connected, which is kind of another drawback. They bring out Wi-Fi version or something, which would sync over Wi-Fi. That would drain a lot less battery than Bluetooth does. excuse me, I've got a frog in my throat, unsurprisingly. I did yet another Ocado shop, and it certainly is not cheap. Any time I do a shop from there. God. Because what I do is I fill up my freezer as well. My freezer is full just now, but I'm quite low on snacks. I do very well in the cooking ingredients department. I haven't got a lot of other bits and bobs. Having said that, though, I did a nice slow cook pork over the weekend, which was actually minced pork, but does it matter that it's minced? No, it doesn't. With potatoes, which I sliced up, and well, I cheated and did a pack of ready done veg and made up my own gravy to go with it. It's really flavoursome. It's got the soul of the meat, actual pork, the actual meat in it. I had some of that for dinner, a smaller portion. I'm going to work out how many calories altogether and put that into my Fitbit. So that's quite involved. That's keeping me quite busy, and it's giving me something to aim for. A Fitbit Charge, at best, a Fitbit band will cost you from £62 upwards, and my Fitbit Charge was £92. Because sadly, on Amazon, you're not exempt from the VAT. So, bum bum bummer, it cost me about £18 VAT. Screw them. But hey, that was about the cheapest you will get a fit band for. Cost me £92 altogether. I got a smaller size as well. That is waiting to go in the post and go back where I got it. So I'll get a similar size refund for that. Because it would not sync with my MacBook or anything. Wouldn't pair up properly. The number wasn't coming up on the screen or anything, and it was fully charged, so bothered. I can go back. Now I'm going to get a couple of walks with Erwin. And a new gate fitted on the pen outside, which is a bit of a source of great annoyance to me, because people lock it, whether there's someone in the pen or whether there's someone not in the pen, which is bloody confusing. So I went and unlocked the gate this morning, and somebody was in the pen, their dog ran out of the pen. Bummer. What else? What else? Oh, something I forgot to mention with the Fitband. It's better that you wear it on your dominant wrist, which for me is my right wrist. I've always been right-handed. The only time, of course, I use my left hand is when I work Erwin, because I like you to use your left hand. And they train the dogs to work on your left hand side. That's like a burning question. Well, one of the burning questions I have to ask guide dogs, really. When it regards to working Erwin, the sniffing's got no better. No better. He still does it, though I am consistent in telling him, no, don't do it. Leave it or get off it. Get on, walking him past whatever he's distracted by, whether it's a scent or another dog. Or whatever. Which is why I haven't done a working guide dog post for a while. I got criticised for it. Got majorly criticised for it, in fact, because I wasn't praising Erwin too much when I recorded the two posts that I worked with him because of his sniffing and his distractions, which obviously he didn't want praise for doing. Both of those things that weren't desirable behaviours weren't appropriate at the time he was doing it, when he was working. So, well, I don't know. Maybe I should have praised him for being naughty. But obviously I didn't want to do that because we could see more of the behaviour that I didn't want to see if I praised him. So, Audio Boom is Audio Boom. It is only audio based. It's not YouTube based. So you don't actually see what's happening with my dog when I'm working him. You're only hearing him walking in this harness and me almost jogging along beside him. Trying to slow him up sometimes, as he's not great at putting the brakes on either. there's something in front of him, he won't stop for it. He'll just go. See what happens, and he has walked me through a few people, though his eyesight is still very good. There's nothing wrong with his eyesight. he is due a visit to the vet, and I might walk him down there tomorrow. They have a morning slot, and the Downs is best avoided. With a morning slot because of exciting racehorses. And under such dangers. So, yeah, I think that's a good plan. I'm going to try, also try a couple of workout apps in. Light of my recent Fitbit purchase, abs workout and the belly workout. I can do the ones that, all the ones that I'm familiar with. Definitely going to start back at the gym again. Etc. etc. And I think I mentioned the employability thing earlier in this boo, and that's all coming together now. We've worked out where we're all meeting and everything. So life of me, basically. Life of Jen, and Erwin is eating and taking himself back up to bed, as he does. And I feel another coffee. And information overload, trip to the bathroom, maybe another snack thrown in. I feel all that coming on. So, I shall sign off. And think of a good name for this, and to upload it. Bye bye, y'all.